Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Helm. We'll start with the news that Manchester United want to include an obligatory purchase option in any deal to allow Diogo Dalot to leave. Loan out the Roma target is the plan for the January window. His future at Manchester United has come under the radar of late. Roma are interested in signing him on loan. The Portuguese star struggled to get a game time at Manchester United this season. Roma, now coached by former United boss Jose Mourinho, are interested in his services. They're keen to sign him on loan, but reports suggest that United want to include a €10 million clause in the agreement to make sure that they do get a fee at the end of any such deal. Into other news on the transfer market, and reports have suggested that Wolves are still really keen on exploring a loan deal for Donny van de Beek. The 24-year-old has only made 5 appearances for the 20-time English champions this season, with just 2 of those coming in the Premier League. Van de Beek continues to be linked with the move away from Old Trafford, a recent report claims. But the Netherlands international is determined to get a January exit and is really hopeful that one can come to fruition. Everton, Newcastle and Barcelona have been linked in recent days, but Bruno Lage is able to offer him a route out of Manchester United while also keeping him in the Premier League, and he would add some extra legs in midfield of the ageing players the likes of Jean Moutinho and Ruben Neves. Into other news, and Scott McTominay has suggested that he will be available for Manchester United's Premier League clash against Watford on Saturday. 25-year-old has fought to miss both of Scotland's World Cup qualifiers due to a throat infection. Reports have suggested he could miss the game, but he wrote on Instagram, "Tough one to not be available to help the boys. Well recovered and just want to wish the rest of the squad the best of luck tonight." Does suggest that McTominay is ready and waiting in the wings to feature for Manchester United. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.